Wednesday, artist Cary Newman and his daughter, Adeline Newman Ting, will speak about the orange shirts he has created and his making of the witness blanket for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, 5 p.m. in the Clifford Carle Hall on the ground floor of the Royal BC Museum. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. IMAX Victoria will host a special screening at 7:15 p.m. of Picking Up the Pieces, The Making of the Witness Blanket. Wawaditla, Mungo Martin House, will be open with a ceremonial fire for prayer and reflection throughout the evening. Thursday, Elder Dr. Barney Williams, Nuu Cha Nulth Nation from the TLAOKAHT First Nation, will MC Orange Shirt Day at Camosun College, starting at 1 p.m. at Nitsamot, the gathering place on the college's Lansdowne campus. Hosted by I. Skwilewin, the event will include guests from Quilts for Survivors, a poetry reading by Beth Mills, drumming and music. Faculty, staff, students, alumni and community members are invited to attend Campus Orange Shirt Day events in the Quad at the University of Victoria, which begins at 9 a.m. with lighting of the sacred fire. Survivors will share their reflections, with speakers including Eddie Charlie, Carla Point and Mark Atlio. The Royal BC Museum hosts an honoring and understanding gathering starting at 4:30 p.m. at Clifford Carle Hall on the ground floor of the museum. Keynote speaker Scott Clark, who is Coast Salish from China on the west coast of the island, has more than 30 years' experience advocating on behalf of Indigenous peoples who reside off reserves. At 7:15 p.m., IMAX Victoria screens The Road Forward, a musical documentary by Marie Clements that connects current First Nations activism with the beginnings of Indian nationalism in the 1930s. Friday, cyclists of all ages and abilities are invited to meet at 10 a.m. at Songhees Park in Vic West for the Capital Bike Reconciliation Day ride. After a speech by Diane Sam, the ride will proceed over the Johnson Street Bridge, culminating at the South Island powwow at Royal Athletic Park in time for the grand entry. The Songhees First Nation has organized a free bike valet at the powwow for the cyclists. Reconciliation Oak Bay hosts a ceremony in front of the Snow Ute Welcome Pole on the grounds of Oak Bay High School at 9:30 a.m. Gates open at 10 a.m. and an opening ceremony will start at 11 a.m. for the Songhees First Nation powwow at Royal Athletic Park. Grand entries are set for noon and 6 p.m., followed by dances. ZZ Smun, EAM Victoria Orange Shirt Day. Every Child Matters ceremony starts at 10 a.m. in Victoria Centennial Square. The ceremony will include a welcome by Sart Lip Nation Elder May Sam, a land acknowledgement by Songhees Nation member Brianna Bear, speakers and performances, along with a minute of silence to remember the children who did not survive residential schools. Sue K. Truth for Reconciliation hosts a ceremony outside the new Vancouver Island Regional Library, 6671 Wadams Way in Souk, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., with Scott Sam leading the Amber Academy's drum for the children and opportunities to sign up for action groups. Healing Nation by director Jamuna Galay Tamung and producer Symbia Barnaby will be shown to the public in honor of Truth and Reconciliation Day. The event, put on by the Support Network for Indigenous Women and Women of Color, a Victoria-based nonprofit, will also include traditional music. It runs from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Vic Theatre, 808 Douglas Street in Victoria. Tickets by donation, suggested $15. For more information, see the Truth Before Reconciliation Eventbrite page. The Art of Reconciliation exhibition is at the BC Legislature Hall of Honours until October 14. Open weekdays to visitors from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and on September 30 from noon to 4 p.m. artist participants will be available on site on Friday to answer questions. See oac.uvic.ca/or for more information on the program, which is led by the Victorian Native Friendship Centre and the UVic Centre for Youth and Society. Greater than, do you know of another event? Send the details to localnews@timescolonist.com, with Orange Shirt Day in the subject line.